If you are going to point repeatedly to one state as sort of a firewall or as a stronghold or sort of a backstop, then you'd better be able to win that state.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today, how the state that saved Bernie Sanders in 2016 could spell the end for him this time around. But first, here is the latest on the coronavirus in 1 minute. The number of cases in the U.S. is continuing to rise, now at least 794. And for Congress, the outbreak is becoming a twofold problem. Lawmakers aren't only racing to do something to help protect the nation, they're also trying to protect themselves. A total of 6 lawmakers announced they interacted with an infected person at the Conservative Political Action Conference. 3 of them had close contact with President Trump, and almost all of them are self-quarantining.
Thank you very much. We just attended a very important task force meeting on the virus.
And in a rare White House press briefing Monday, Trump said his administration will be taking action to try to ease the economic fallout from the virus.
We're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief, very substantial relief. That's a big number.
Trump did meet with Senate Republicans to discuss his response today and told reporters afterward that he himself has not been tested for the virus.
Together we can, we must, and we will defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
In Michigan today, Bernie Sanders is hoping for a miracle, just like he got in 2016.
So 4 years ago, Bernie Sanders was on the ropes heading into the Michigan primary.
Tim Alberta lives and reports in Michigan for Politico.
Hillary Clinton had opened up a pretty sizable lead in the delegate race, and Michigan was a state that looked like a real stronghold for Hillary Clinton. And what happened on primary day was, I think, arguably the biggest upset of the entire primary season. Bernie Sanders, down 30, 35 points in the polls, comes back and wins. And at the time, I think a lot of us were sort of looking at that as a real show of strength for the Bernie Sanders campaign.
But it might not have been.
When you really dove into those results, what you saw was really not this incredible groundswell of support for Bernie Sanders. You saw a little bit of that, but what you really saw was what an incredible show of weakness that primary was for Hillary Clinton. And you know, moving forward, what we saw in Michigan in that primary in 2016 is almost exactly what we saw in Michigan in the general election that fall when Hillary Clinton lost the state very narrowly to Donald Trump, which is to say she did not mobilize African Americans. She lost badly among the white working class and among independent voters. She was unsuccessful in mobilizing large numbers of college-educated suburbanites to support her. And those demographic realities were the difference between a win and a loss for Hillary Clinton, both in the primary against Bernie Sanders and in the general election against Donald Trump.
So, Tim, keeping in mind what happened 4 years ago, where are we today heading into the Michigan primary? What's different?
Well, there are a lot of things that are different. I think, obviously, Joe Biden arrives in Michigan with a head of steam that is pretty incredible, honestly. This is a guy who was left for dead just 10 days ago, and suddenly, since then, has consolidated so much of the Democratic Party around his candidacy, and he's done so in such short order that I would argue we've never seen anything quite like it. So he comes into Michigan with the wind at his back. He has basically the entire establishment wing of the political party itself supporting him, but he also enjoys unbelievably overwhelming support among African American voters. And that's really one reason why this primary in Michigan is so interesting to watch. 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders by 40 points among black voters in Michigan, but she still lost the primary. And the reason for that, if you're trying to figure out how that could possibly happen, is because not enough black voters turned out. What you're probably going to see Tuesday is a sizable increase in turnout across the board in this Democratic primary. And I think what's probably going to drive that is higher turnout among African Americans, higher turnout among suburbanites. And when that happens, these are two groups that are not only supportive of Joe Biden, but also two groups that have really sort of recoiled from the candidacy of Bernie Sanders. He has really struggled to win over those affluent suburbanites, and he's really, really struggled for the last 4 years to win over African Americans. So if he loses those two groups by big margins, and if those two groups show up in a big way, you're looking at possibly a landslide defeat for Sanders in Michigan.
On top of Michigan, there are also primaries tonight in Missouri, North Dakota, Mississippi, and Idaho, and Politico's newsroom will be tracking them all. Subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcasts for our look at the results. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.